The U.S. team played well the last time around in 2002. Here to tell us how they might do this time around is Seamus Mallon, who's been a soccer analyst for nearly three decades. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So if you wouldn't mind giving us a quick review of exactly how the tournament works in the early rounds.
Well, there are eight groups, so 32 teams altogether, and they play a round-robin series. And the top two teams in each group then advance to a round of 16, and from there on it's single elimination. In order to win it all, you have to play seven matches and not necessarily win all of them, because you can advance with a draw here and there in the opening round-robin series, but after that it is pretty much sudden death.
You're in or you're out.
That's right. When you get to the round of 16, then it's a single match. Terrific drama at that stage. Obviously, the group stage can be a little bit more cautious, but once it gets to elimination time, then you simply bring out all the weapons and go for it.
The opponents for the U.S. team in the first round are Ghana, Italy, and the Czech Republic. And is that the group of death that Frank DeFord just mentioned?
I don't think so. I think it's pretty close to it. You know, Group C really is the group of death. That is Argentina, Serbia, Montenegro, the Netherlands, and Ivory Coast. I think everybody agrees that really that is just a devastatingly difficult group to predict. But it's a very, very tough draw for the United States. Having said that, the U.S. has had tough draws in the past and has done well in 94 and 2002. So they're not particularly fazed by it.
Now, one of the veterans for the U.S. is the man on the sideline, Coach Bruce Arena. What does his experience mean for this team?
Oh, it means a tremendous amount. He's the only coach of a World Cup team coming back, in fact, from 2002. And more than anything, he simply has the belief of the players. They do not go out fearful anymore. They go out with a tremendous deal of confidence, and that's thanks to Bruce.
So what is your experience covering World Cups when it comes to the American team?
Well, I've been covering them since in the modern era, which is 1990. 1990 in Italy was essentially a team of college students or just out of college. But then the big thing, of course, is that Major League Soccer started in this country, and that gave American youngsters now a chance to play professionally. Now, if you look around the world, the United States is no longer scoffed at. It does get respect, some begrudging respect, I might add. And in the United States, that has played into a sense of confidence and more knowledge in the fans. On the other hand, the fans have got to be careful, because the mere fact that the U.S. got to the quarterfinal in 2002 is absolutely no indication whatsoever of what's likely to happen this year, because a different tournament, different group. So we'll see if the interest maintains, if in fact things go badly for them and they go out early, which I, of course, hope doesn't happen.
Well, thanks very much and enjoy the games.
Thanks, Renee.
Seamus Mallon broadcast the last six World Cups, but plans to watch this year's tournament at home, like many of the rest of us. And you can find an interactive guide at our website that highlights the World Cup's 32 teams, 12 stadiums, and month-long calendar of games. That's at npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.